Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Drs. Masood and Anna Rashidi. They graduated in 2004 from Western University with Doctor of Pharmacy degrees. Soon after, in 2007, they opened the PCAB accredited innovative compounding pharmacy located in 820 Wales Drive, Suite 3 in Folsom, California, 95630, to better serve the community. For more information, please call 866 470 9197 or visit www.icpfolsom.com. I'd like to welcome my guest, Dr. Masood Rashidi, who's from California. He's the owner with his wife, Dr. Anna. They own their own compounding pharmacy in Folsom. Thank you for joining us today, Masood.
Thank you, Linda, for having me on the show, and thanks for the listeners.
Could you tell us, first of all, what made you decide to get into pharmacy?
No, I started back in high school. I had this one day of go learn about your, work in a field and see how you like it. And I went to a pharmacy. My dad knew a pharmacist, and I went to him and just did a one day kind of a thing, just shadowing. And it was interesting how you can help people, get to know them. And then I kind of continue from there and kind of try to get to know people from that pharmacy. It was pretty interesting, and it got my attention, and I wanted to pursue that. So that's where I started going to pharmacy school.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? So if you'd have gone for work experience somewhere else for a day, you may not have realized you wanted to be a pharmacist.
So
how long have you been a pharmacist now?
I've been a pharmacist for 15 years now. Since 2004, that's when I graduated from Western University of Health Sciences in Pomona, California. That's where I got my doctorate degree and started working right a few months after that.
Mm-hmm. And in the pharmacy you worked in, did they know about LDN at that time?
You know, that pharmacy, no, because I started working at a chain like everybody else out of school. So I started working at a chain in California, and then a couple of years later, myself and my wife, Anna, decided to explore more, because we thought that there was a need for a compounding pharmacy in town, which there was none at the time available. So we thought, and we had rotations back in school time, so we kind of knew about compounding, but still didn't know about LDN until I got to compounding and started our own company back in 2007. Mm-hmm. And that's where we got involved in the whole compounding and LDN. And
so in your pharmacy, what forms of LDN do you compound LDN into?
Actually, we do almost few different ones. I mean, of course, we do capsules. That's what our main, the biggest one we do in capsules, so many different dosages. And then also we do lozenges. We have done it as a topical, like a transdermal application. Also liquid, both in aqueous solution or oil, depending on what the situation is and what if it's for the kids, if they're going to take the oil or not. So we'll kind of go from there, and depending on what flavors we can incorporate to different formations, but we pretty much do every possible dosing that we can available right now.
And what strengths do you normally start with? Do you do a microdose?
Yeah, we do microdosing. Actually, we've done a few of them. We've done, our most common one, of course, it's just the back, the old dosing from Dr. Tahari isn't everybody else, like 1.5, 3, 4.5. But last few years, everything has changed. Like, you know, we're doing so many different doses every day. Like, we've done from 0.1 milligram all the way to 9 milligram. And then on the micro dosing, we do from 1 microgram to 5, 10, depending on where we're going to end up with that particular patient and what they're going to need. So we've been doing both, like several different dosing, and we do send like our product to be third-party tested to make sure the potency is there, the quality is there, to make sure what people get, the patients get, there's what they really actually are expecting to get.
Because it's, having spoken to so many pharmacists, it's very difficult to say that, you know, 1 milligram or 1 microgram rather of LDN is very difficult to know. You know it's okay, but it's very hard to prove it. So you have to find the right people to be able to have it tested. And a lot of people, I'm sure, who take LDN are not aware of all the efforts that compounding pharmacies have to go through. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Well, of course. I mean, what we have found within our own, I mean, we've actually got a few different chemicals from actual naltrexone from a couple of different wholesalers. And then we send it for testing after we made it to make sure what's going on and what would be the best one to use. So after like doing our own research, then, you know, it's not a requirement to do all this testing, but we go above and beyond to do it just to make sure we get the right dosing. So we do send sample, like random samples of our capsules to the third-party lab to be tested to see if we are within the range. Usually, legally you can be 10% variation on capsules. But we, in our lab, we keep it like less than 3% just to be even more accurate. And then for when we send it out, we try to keep it less than 5% just because we want to be as accurate as we can, especially when you get to these low doses. I mean, 10% is a lot of medication when you go on the 1 microgram. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep that even lower than what's legally allowed to do, just to make sure we get better. So we've done, I mean, we've in the past even rejected a chemical because it had so much water content in it that we couldn't really get a very good dosing out of it. So we found an anhydrous dose so we can get better accurate concentration on that. So we've been pretty pleased with what we have with our results that coming back from the lab.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of doctors are you dealing with? Naturopathic doctors, doctors that are pain specialists, MDs, nurse prescribers?
Yeah, we pretty much actually, right, you're on the dot. I mean, we do have one of our actually biggest prescribers is a nurse practitioner who does a lot of women's health and sees a lot of people with Hashimoto's and a lot of different autoimmune. We do have an MD that she's really big, especially after going to your to the LDN Research Trust seminar or conference a few months ago, and she's been really getting big on that. And then we've had naturopaths. I've done a few. I go to different doctor's offices and kind of educate them on LDN, the one that they don't know about it. In California, unfortunately, a lot of naturopaths, they can write, they have to have a oversight MDs. So we have to find a naturopath who can write it, because not every naturopathic doctors in California can write for it. But we have few that they do actually, and they have the right way of doing it. Mostly MDs we've seen a lot, and then few NDs and nurse practitioner. So pretty much variety of different doctors, even pediatrics. Like we had one of our best cases was when we made a LDN as a topical for this kid that had autism, and one of our MDs wrote it for him, and it was like amazing. It just, I mean, every time I say this, I get goosebumps, because what happened was a few days later, the mom calls and says, oh, my kid is actually communicating with his siblings. And I mean, it was 3 days later on 0.1 milligram. It was just amazing how you see it works so good. Mm-hmm. And then it's been like about 3 months, and she's just one of the best advocate for LDN. She's like calling us all the time, giving us like how it's going. Yeah. And that's another thing we offer. We want to hear from the patients what the outcome was. We try to adjust dosing, but this kid has been doing much better, more communication. He's talking a lot more with the sibling and the parents, eye to eye contact a lot more. It's like just as the mom said, it was a life changing, and that's what we hear all the time. My life has changed after LDN. It's just great. Oh, it's rewarding when you hear those words, and that's why we keep doing what we're doing. We keep doing free seminars for the public, for the doctors, just to make the awareness. I mean, it's been really good for the patients, and that's our goal, is to keep it going and tell them how great it is and how it can help in so many different ways. And especially now with all the research articles out there, and of course we don't make any claim that's going to cure anything, but then we have seen based on the articles what is done, and we make the recommendation to their doctors and work with the physician or nurse practitioner to get help for different population patients, either if they're autoimmune or pain, chronic pain, or autism now actually too.
So if you get patients to give you feedback on taking their LDN, what other case studies do you have, or feedback from patients for other conditions?
Actually, like one of the biggest one we get a lot of good response is RA, rheumatoid arthritis, and we get a lot of good response from those patients. Like within a week or two, they can move their fingers and they don't have much pain. And they've tried all these different drugs and nothing worked. And now after a week or two, it's amazing. Sometimes for some patient, it takes a few months, but sometimes, you know, within a week, they call you back and it's like, oh my God, what is this? This is working amazingly as far as like getting my symptoms. And then, you know, as far as like one of the biggest one we had, it was an MS patient. That was when we just, I mean, I was in the compounding with my wife, like 6 months, we brand new, we don't have that many employees. So we kind of knew every patient that comes in, goes out. And that was our first interaction with the LDN. He comes in with a wheelchair, he's on MS, he has MS and comes in. And then he's like, you know, I've tried everything. What you guys can do? You say, you know, you're compounding, customizing. And I'm like, I don't know, but I can find out for you. Mm-hmm. So I call, consultant at the organization we are with PCCA. And then I'll ask them, what do we do? And they're like, you know, there's this drug you can do in low dose naltrexone and see what happens. And that's how we started the whole LDN, just talking to them. And then we talked to his doctor. Could you not? 3 months later, he comes in, like walks into our pharmacy. I'm like, whoa, what happened? He's like, you know, he was like in tears. And he's like, you know, it's been the first time I've walked in like so many years. I've been on wheelchair for so many years. I've tried all these drugs and nothing has worked. And this has been amazing. And that's where we we started like promoting LDN more, talking to different doctors about it, just because we had a person who's been on wheelchair for many years and comes in, and then a few months later he walks in, and till this day he's still not using wheelchair. It's like amazing. And you know, we get a lot of good feedbacks like that. It's just, there's so many of them, just share all of them at the same time. But it's amazing how you get all these good comments and response from patients.
What about patients with GI problems? Have you any feedback from those?
Oh, actually, yeah, we have, IBS, IBDs, we've had some of those, Crohn's disease, and things like that. Actually, we have seen really good results with it. So we have had quite a few of that, and that population as well, too, which has helped very well. It's just, you know, we had really good success. I mean, of course, as we all know, it's not every drug's going to do 100% for every patient, but we've seen like about 80%, because we're kind of taking notes who's working poor, who's not, and we try to change their doses and things like that. And so we've seen on the GI a lot of good response as well, too. And that, you know, this is the funny part, or maybe a good part, is like they have tried all other drugs that are commercially available, and nothing has worked at this point when they get to us. They've seen many doctors, they've taken so many drugs, and they come in and then, you know, what can you do for us? And then we talk to them, and then this LVN, different doses. And now, you know, as you know, you're the expert, it's been so many different protocols, so many different research studies out there, and it's just amazing how, and, you know, every day we get a question, because every time we do our seminars, like people come in and then they're like, would it work for this? So we go and start researching. Like our newest question was, a mom called us and said, okay, my daughter's been, she was like, you know, addicted to narcotics. Now they put her on Suboxone. What can I do with LDN? Because she's now more addicted to Suboxone than she was addicted to narcotics. And we're actually researching on that right now. I've reached out a couple of places. I mean, not many studies out there. I don't know. Hopefully if we get more information on that. But that's something, you know, every time somebody comes with a question, does it work for my condition? I mean, even bipolar. I mean, that was one of the other conditions we heard in my last seminar we had for the patients. Like, my wife has bipolar, can this help? And we found a couple of articles on that. We've been sending those to her physician to look at and see what he thinks before he puts them on that, just because, you know, we want to work with the doctors. We don't want to say, oh, it works. Let's see. We want to educate them as well, too. But it's been so many different. It's amazing how one drug can treat so many different conditions.
Definitely. While we're still talking about GI, do you have any patients using it for SIBO, you know, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth?
That I've read a lot about it. Actually, we have one that is wanting to try it because of the SIBO. And then we have talked to her doctor. The doctor was not willing to prescribe it. So we have a couple of other physicians who are very familiar with LDN. And I talked to one of the physicians, like, oh, yeah, I've seen good results with SIBO. And we referred her to this new physician to see. I have honestly not seen a result. We haven't had a patient with it, but this is our first case, and we'll find out hopefully soon if it's working, because I know she's going to see them very soon.
What about Lyme disease? Is that something you've seen?
Lyme, yeah, Lyme we have, and that's one of the things that we have. It's sad with the Lyme disease, just because there's so many different. So many people go undiagnosed, and then they get diagnosed, and then they don't know what to give them. A lot of people that they're on pain meds, and stuff like that for Lyme, and they get addicted to that. They had one that way, and then we've actually talked to your doctor and put him on LDN. It has helped her a lot with like a lot of symptoms. We've had quite a few, most of them, but she was like one of the the case was really strong. Like she had multiple issues and things like that, and we recommended the LDN, and you know, that was like about 2.5 months later, she was like off of a lot of her medications, and she was feeling much better. She could get back and drive, not being all exhausted and being on these different drugs. And at her, she was getting depressed. I mean, she's the first thing she says, "I'm like happy now. I wake up and I'm good, and I can do stuff in the morning." And that was like pretty amazing too. And we've had quite a few other ones that they've tried, and they got much very good results with it as well too.
And have you got vets around who prescribe LDN for animals?
I've talked to quite a few veterinarians in town. We have actually now, we're trying to do write a protocol on how to use it for pets. One veterinarian actually has used it. And, you know, it's funny because we use it now. We tell the doctors it does help with all the issues that humans have in the pets, because I've seen a lot of articles on that. And so we've been starting them on the lower doses. We do make them mostly in liquid. In an oil suspension, so it lasts longer. And we have had just a few now. I mean, the doctors have been really happy, and the owners have been happy. And one of the reasons we did, it was like arthritic pain in one of his dogs, and she could not move as much. And we gave him the LDN, but the veterinarian prescribed it. And then a month or so later, this dog is doing much better. And it's good because veterinarians always talk to each other too. So they're we get more questions from different veterinarians every day, and hoping that we can get more awareness for the pets too. It works for them. We've seen good results. Few, not many, but I've read a lot of research studies on it. So hoping that it's going to become more popular sooner than later on the pet world too.
Yeah. Well, it's all to do with raising awareness and making the doctors feel comfortable. And I'm surprised that you have so many MDs that are prescribing LDN. I mean, they are traditionally trained, and many of them take some convincing to look outside the box. And you were saying, you know, NDs in your area often can't prescribe the LDN themselves. What about physician's assistants? Are they allowed to prescribe?
Oh, yeah, they do. Actually, good point. I forgot about that. They do. Actually, we have one who's really big on it because he's seen really good results. And he does see a lot of patients. Like mostly he's a functional medicine PA because he's done a lot of, he was working with a physician who he since retired, but they both were a really great team. And now he's gone to another practice. And then actually he got that doctor and everybody else involved in it. And it's contagious. When they see good results, they tell each other and they start calling it in. And yeah, we have quite a few PAs that they write. Not as many as I want to. I've talked to a couple of them. They're actually coming on board because that's what we are actually trying to do, a prescribers seminar in a large scale right now. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to invite a lot of prescribers to come in, hopefully locally or sometimes not as local, but hopefully we get to them, because we're talking to a few different medical groups that are around us. Like, they're big, and we've talked to some of the directors to see if he can go, like UC Davis and Sutter, and they're pretty big. Go and do a talk, a quick talk, just tell them what's going on. I've talked to a couple of them, gave them a lot of information, and hoping to get more PAs, because a lot of doctors have their PAs write the prescriptions. So we've had that as well. It's been working pretty well.
The nurse prescribers tend to have more time to listen to patients than doctors. And I would say there are hundreds of nurse prescribers who are so actively raising awareness of LDN, prescribing LDN, helping their patients. It's amazing what these nurse prescribers are actually doing. We'd be lost without them.
That's great. I know we've seen very good results too with them. You're absolutely right, as far as they have more time and spend more time with the patient as well too, just because doctors have a lot other stuff going on at the same time, but we've seen really good. Absolutely right. We need to get more awareness to them as well.
And when you have a chronic disease, let's say MS or lupus, even fibromyalgia, trying to get a diagnosis isn't easy. And then you've got to find somebody to work with to help you to get the right treatment for you, because obviously everybody is different. And it also helps to have that patient, doctor and pharmacist relationship, doesn't it? The triangle together.
Oh, yeah.
All working together. So I think with you presenting LDN to more doctors and letting them know that you're there to answer any questions or queries they may have, I would think helps them become more confident in prescribing LDN.
That's true. And then that's what, even with our patient seminar we had last month, we have one this month coming up in November as well, but we had like four prescribers showed up in the seminar that was for patients, and that was really interesting. Some of them write prescription, and they started talking about their patients, and it just got really interesting. Like, everybody's talking about the whole, like, just being there and helping make the awareness. And we're trying to do, hopefully in the future, do our seminars, maybe broadcasted on Facebook Live or somewhere, so more people can reach, but not everybody can come to our location, maybe, or they're farther, or they have things to do at home, and trying to do that as well too. And all our seminars are free. We do just to make the awareness. We have people come in and share their stories. Sometimes that's another thing, like, patients talk to each other and then they start getting up and talking to the whole group, and that's amazing too, because then they are hearing from a patient, not from us. Which that's good too as well.
Very good. And of course, patients, as soon as they learn about LDN, they then go and find a doctor or educate their own doctor. I think patients also play a big part in raising awareness of LDN, and especially when they have good results.
Exactly. That's what, we give them a whole binder, every patient. So we've seen those patients actually take those binders to their doctor and show them some of the research studies, because some doctors, they're still thinking of naltrexone as a whole dose naltrexone and not the low dose. And they're like, oh, you don't need it. And so when we tell them, come on, take this to your doctor, maybe show them if we can't get to them or whatever, if you're seeing him next time. And that has helped. You're absolutely right. Patients are the best advocate for this whole thing, because they see results and they see their family work for them, and they want to get some relief too as well. You're really on the dot on that. We've got more patients talking to the doctor than us getting to them, because they're always there and
exactly. They
can just kind of,
Well, we've come to the end of the show, so Thank you so much for having been my guest today. It really was a pleasure speaking to you.
Well, thank you for having us, and it was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by Drs. Masood and Anna Rashidi. They graduated in 2004 from Western University with Doctor of Pharmacy degrees. Soon after, in 2007, they opened the PCAB accredited innovative compounding pharmacy located in 820 Wales Drive, Suite 3 in Folsom, California 95630, to better serve the community. For more information, please call 866-470-9197 or visit www.icpfolsom.com. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.